And we on.
What's happening? Welcome back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What is it? Episode 34? Yep. Of the goated Heron Brothers podcast. I'm your host, Radar.
I'm your host, Martyr.
And today, we're going to be talking about Ijirade Fukushu Simon.
Fat nigga gets his revenge.
That's hey, what I'm bro. Calling it. That's hey, bro.
Pretty much what it is.
I don't know. There's nothing else to really say. You know what I'm saying? It's. I have a lot to say about this.
Me too.
This is a good hentai.
And I hope you guys enjoyed this review. So
I would recommend anybody watch this.
For real, especially if you're a fat nigga who get no hoes.
Right. Like me. If you're the type of person that envies niggas that are in hentai, then this one is where you feel vindicated.
Oh yeah, no, it hit close to you.
Yeah, it hit a little close to home. So Ijirade is 4 episodes. It came out this year. And that blew me. I was like, I thought it came out last year. Yeah. It came out in February, dog. Some of the tags include Mind Control, Dark Skin, Anal, and Public. And those are some pretty good tags.
Public alone is a good ass tag.
Mm-hmm.
But
I mean, can we really even, okay, we love dark skin, but can we really even call this a dark skin tag?
Hell no. No, she's tanned.
Shorty is tanned.
Tanned.
Not a whole lot. And she doesn't even get a whole lot of screen time either.
Nah, she all right.
She's cool. You know what I'm saying? I hate that shit. When it's tagged to dark skin, right? But then when they're actually having sex, you can very clearly see that there's an outline on their body.
That wasn't where even the tan lines outline. Are. This bitch had a whole block of pale skin. The fuck?
Her whole stomach was white. I was like, see, that's not it.
Oh, yeah. Her stomach was white like a fucking polar bear. If you don't get your Charizard built,
the fuck up. I need me a Liliana Sama type bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Word. That
bitch, a real dark one.
She literally had a pale body like a fucking, goddamn.
The whole swimsuit area was white.
I did it again. You remember last episode with the fucking
Gatorade?
I don't remember what that fucking Pokemon is called.
What are you talking about?
That one.
Snorlax?
Snorlax. God damn. All right, let me say this so I can fuck. God damn. I fucked that whole thing up. Her body was white like a Snorlax.
Mm-hmm. Whole stomach.
Whole stomach white like a fucking Snorlax. Ugh. Like shit.
They give a young black man like me hope that they're going to see a sister. And it's just... Nah, a little bit of tan. That's all they give me. They're giving me scraps, and I still deal with it. That's all right.
I feel disrespected.
That's all right. You know what I'm saying? We'll take what we can get.
Word.
So it starts out with our main character. His name is Tazaki. He's in the woman's locker room, of all places.
Bruh, I don't know how the fuck he got there.
Bro, I mean, there's probably not like a door. It's probably just like an opening in the...
There's a door to get into the locker room.
Sometimes, yeah.
I mean, this nigga was really sitting right there.
Think of it like, yeah, I remember in our high school, in the gym, there wasn't a door to get into the locker rooms. Like, once you get past the doors of the gym, in the back hallway, like right behind the gym,
yeah,
the men's changing rooms and women's changing, there was no doors there. So I'm thinking about it from our perspective, like, okay, maybe we just had gym class. If I were to walk into the women's locker room, there's nothing that could stop me.
Yeah, but I mean, there's probably a whole bunch of fucking people there.
Yeah,
I mean,
other than the idea of getting caught or maybe a gym teacher, then there's nothing stopping me.
This nigga and his nigga is literally in the women's bathroom, jacking off to women's panties.
Bro, he's catching a solid whiff. I'm talking... He's doing.
If you don't get your old breathe it in, caustic looking ass the fuck up out of here.
Doing a whole lot.
That was a
used panties.
Super wafter that shit. He jacking off to them shits like
some sweaty panties.
This man really looked like a nigga who get no hoes, like myself or people who aren't subscribed to the Heron Brothers podcast. They get no hoes, but y'all who subscribe, y'all get hoes. Y'all got all the bitches.
He's in there doing his thing. You know what I'm saying? Sniffing the panties, got the panties up to his nose in one hand, shmeet in the other hand, you know what I'm saying? Going to town, having a nice intimate moment, you know what I'm saying, in the women's locker room. And
very medley ass.
Yes, nigga. Sir. And then the three main girls in the series catch him, take a picture of him while he's beating his meat, and then use that to blackmail him into being their I don't know, piggy their slave, bank. Yeah, their piggy bank, their whatever you want to call him.
Nah, she said, I need that money belt, bro. You got to cough it the fuck up. They were trying to bribe that brother for 30,000 yen, bro.
How much is that?
Like 200 something dollars.
Yeah, like two. Damn, bro.
She said, you ain't steal it from your parents? No.
No, what the fuck are you talking about?
You understand what my mother would do if she found out I'm in her purse for some bitches? Hell no.
That's 200.
Not it. Nah, fam. Let's get the legitimate calculation of that shit. I think oh, look at that. I already have it up. Go fucking figure. Anyway, bro, it's $275.29. Here's the only question you gotta ask yourself. How are these bitches gonna split that between the three of them?
10,000 yen a piece, I guess.
For what? These bitches is get what, a snack?
Actually, you know what? Nah, seeing as though the dynamic of these bitches, Nogami, which is the main girl, the leader, is probably gonna get like 20,000, and then she'll split up 5,000 between the other the other two.
Nah, fuck that. She's gonna split 5,000, the dark skinned one or the tan one only gonna get two. You know, the group dynamic.
Yeah.
Bro, they was they was really doing her dirty in this. Like, out of all the people who were done dirty in this, because everybody was done dirty all the way around. They blackmailed this nigga, but then he shouldn't have been in the girl's bathroom in the first place.
Exactly. Kind of brought it on himself.
She do dirty, but today we're going to only be counting the offenses done to Hinata-chan, which is the tan girl's name. Because I peeped. I was on my Brother Umar shit. My fucking... Umar Johnson shit, hell no. You ain't about to slide no I don't want to call it, it's not racism, it's like you ain't about to slide nothing past me, bro. Yeah. Just know I'm paying attention.
It's a little colorism.
A little color, there we go. That's the word I want to look. You know, a little blendy pen action going on here.
I mean, other than Nogami, Izumi, who is the main girl, the red haired one, the other two girls are pretty much cast to the side, like they're not the main focus.
Who are they?
Do get names. The darker one you already know is Hinata, and then the blonde one is Minako.
They get names though. That's the thing. Yeah, that's what names. Got me.
That's what matters.
I was like, oh shit! At least they cared about this. It's not like there's five bitches going to waste and nobody gives a damn, bro. All I could think about, bro, that blendy pen comment literally killed me though. Because I don't know if y'all remember that blendy pen commercial.
Yeah, I remember them shits.
You could go from yellow to black and always go back. Anyway, so they got this brother in a whole entire, I guess, classroom. They were mad at the fact that this dude ain't bring the yen or whatever. So she straight up assaults this man. She's actually throwing hands with this dude. She gives this man a whole arm bar and shit and like... slaps because he didn't bring the money. Mm-hmm. Nigga, bring my money. Like, you better work them corners. You better sell some ass, my nigga.
Him like he a trick.
Right. Bitch, where it at? Cough it up. Oh, you ain't got my money? See, that's... I wouldn't have to put hands on your fat ass, but... You're forcing my hand here. You're literally forcing my hand. I told you 30,000 yen today. And it's not here. It's not in my hand. Am I going to have to choke a bitch?
See, this it hurts me more than it hurts you, you know?
I'm only doing this because I love you. You're going to learn. So she does that. It cuts to them in their club room, I guess. They have a book on hypnosis.
Yeah.
I don't know why the fuck they want hypnosis. But you're a bitch. What are you trying to learn hypnosis for? You already ugly as shit.
And so it doesn't work. You know what I'm saying? Nogami tries and she can't get it to work. And then she's like, hey, Kazuki, try it on us. Red flag right
there. Big ass
mistake.
Why
the fuck would you give him all the power? Let's say it does work. Then what? Well, we have three more episodes because it obviously did work. But well, I'm saying like...
we're going to cross that bridge when we get there. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like this lame ass fat bastard is going to do anything to violate us while we're in a hypnosis trance. So it's all right. I trust him completely because he owes me money and he'll never do anything wrong even though I just fucked his life up. He hypnotizes them. He deletes the photo that they took, which was honestly big brain move on this nigga part. He's smart. He knows words. He knows what he's doing. He deletes the photo. They come back to their senses. Oh, wait. They didn't come back to their senses.
No.
He comes first, and then they come back to their senses. This man busts a big old glob that this man has shotgun dick, he shot it in the middle girl's face and it got on all three of them as they were right next to each other. This man is shooting with fucking Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan levels of accuracy. Even if he misses, he can't miss.
Mm-hmm.
So he brings him back to their senses, and this man places a, you guessed it, a fucking reverse Uno trap card that gets activated whenever he does pretty much a reverse aggressive psychology. So when the girls are like, oh man, how are we going to make this man pay for his, for the fact that he ain't give us our money? Oh, so you like being defiant, don't you? I told you I was going to have a choke. I didn't want to have to choke a bitch. So now she's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to choke on your dick because I got to choke a bitch. So she starts sucking this. What is her name again?
Nogami.
What the fuck? No go, bitch, no. So No Go's ass is what we got. I'm going to call her from now on. I hate these bitches' names sometimes. But Nogami's like, you know what? Fuck that. Guess what? A bitch you don't love is sucking your dick. And this man's like, ha, reverse Uno card. I don't love bitches at all anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I just like the hoes. This man's getting neck. And then he just starts smashing.
Mm-hmm. He has a program in all the girls' heads that like assaulting him would be terrible for him. Because he believes that love and sex is something that you only do with like your significant other.
Yeah,
but in actuality, he's in his own head laughing at these bitches like, damn, these bitches are dumb.
He's milking it.
I have these bitches under complete control. This is me right here.
Say less, he insert his own way of thinking into these girls on some Mortal Kombat Ultra shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Fucking wild. So then they just take turns fucking, and he just takes turns beating, mm-hmm. which is where I noticed my first microaggression. He's piping all the girls, and he pipes the dark-skinned one last. He's like, well, who's going to get it next? If I have to throw hip, let me throw it on the lighter of the two. I saw that. He thought he was slick. So first, now we got to get on the back of the bus and then the back of the dick. Hell no. I'm not playing these games.
Oh, nah.
They hardly even give her any screen time, which is or like
true.
She gets hit from the back maybe once or twice where you notice her half crescent moon ass because half of it's dark and the other one's fun. She got a waning booty chin. Bro, she got a waning booty cheek. That's fucking wild. So, well, that's pretty much it for like the first episode, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, after the initial scene where he like puts them under mind control, there's a lot of dialogue back and forth about them taking advantage of him and him acting like he hates
it. Oh, no, please don't.
Oh, no, please. Please don't let me nut in you. I can't have a baby by the woman I don't love. Like,
damn, it would suck if you continue to throw it back and swallow this dick. Ugh. Oh, my God.
You fiend. How dare you?
You're so vile.
Unhand me, harlot.
Bro, you are taking advantage of me. And I'm not comfortable.
How dare you swallow my kids like that? That's only for my girlfriend or my wife. How dare you? This thing is acting up a storm.
My significant other will have to take me as soiled goods. Oh my God.
I've been ruined.
Sullied, if you will.
This man is giving Leonardo DiCaprio a run for his money. You know, say Grammy Award. Oh, wait, no, not Grammy.
Oscar.
Oscar performance.
And the Oscar goes to. Bro, this man is really like, he is saying some shit men would never say.
Mm-hmm.
This brother is really talking about, oh, please don't make me come again. I don't need any more orgasms. Please.
Please don't make me nutting you. And the girls are just eating it up like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm about to kill this nigga.
He really thought, nigga, run me that dick, nigga.
I told you to cough that cock up.
Yeah, nigga. Where that nut at, bruh? Why you not in my pussy right now, nigga?
Bro, he was really hamming it up, bro. What? This man was hamming it. Bro, he is in his head. Bro, you can see him smiling.
He's in his bag the entire time. Like, yeah, I got these bitches right where I want them.
Yeah, no, my God. Yeah, make him cough up that dick. Yeah, run, make that nigga run that dick. Come on. So, bruh, my favorite part, I think it's literally an episode two where I'm like, I thought his cover was blown.
Yeah, bro. So getting into, actually, the very last scene of episode one, Nogami recognizes the book used to hypnotize him. And I thought it was right there where the hypnotism was broken, right? Where they were going to get their senses back, or at least she was, and she was going to try and figure out a way to act as if they were still under hypnosis, but still have control over themselves. You know what I'm saying? I thought the series was going to end like,
they reverse it on him?
Yeah, sort of. Like, in actuality, they were never hypnotized. Or maybe they were hypnotized for a little bit. They broke out of it, but for, like, another episode or two, they still acted like they were because they just genuinely enjoyed it.
Right.
Because that's usually how hentai go, right? But, nah, that's not how this went. So, episode two starts, and Nogami is like, something about this don't feel right. We're hypnotized, aren't we? And she talking to this nigga, and I'm like, oh shit, yo, the jig is up. Like the dramatic music start playing. He's looking like he's defeated. And I'm like, no, game over.
Mission failed. And I'm like, bro, they got abort two mission. More episodes. I'm like, bro, how are you gonna? I was like, how the hell do you leave the book out in the open? You right, idiot.
That's some shit that you keep locked up.
Word. I'm sitting there like, bro, this dude really had all the power. He had the bag and he fumbled it completely.
I was like, oh no. Oh, please don't do this, right? But then she says, turns out it was all a bait entire time. It was a ruse. It was a ruse.
A finagle.
He done finessed the system again. In actuality, he put more tricks in their head.
This man had a contingency plan.
Yes, bro. So he was like, you know, nutting in your vagina might not get you pregnant. I need to nut in your butt. I need to go in the anal cavity and do a little something in there. And then maybe you might get pregnant. You know what I'm saying? And these bitches being under my control, they're like, oh, yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, that makes 200% sense.
Mm-hmm.
I've never
This nigga's spitting.
Yo, sex ed, what is that? Nah, I believe what he says.
Exactly. Bruh, and then some other stuff he put in their heads like, oh, we got to do it in public. You got to, well, this is getting into episode three territory, but this is like some of the things that he said, like, we got to do public stuff, and then we got to, watch each other masturbate. You know what I'm saying? Some real freaky shit. But we'll get to that. But the majority of episode two is just like more regular like sex and then anal. And the episodes are short. They're like 16 minutes, I want to say.
Yeah, 16,
17-ish minutes. So that's pretty much all of episode two. Just, you know what I'm saying? Public sex, anal stuff. More cream pies, more him acting like this is the worst situation to ever be in.
Oh, no. Help me, please.
Woe is me. Poor me. Why am I being the one that's being assaulted?
I'm pretty sure there's some other strapping young lads who would enjoy your company. But not I, please.
Please spare me. You know what I'm saying? I can't nut anymore. Like, I can't.
There was dialogue about them taking his virginity again and again. I'm mm-hmm. like, he only got one of them shits. He popped it in the first episode. Bruh, this man really had the powers.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but in the book, though, they're like, yeah, if you see this book, this is what it means. And then he was like, if you see this diary, this has all the truths. And I'm sitting there like, bruh, this nigga really...
He finessed it.
Bruh, this man played...
He really finessed it.
He played a reverse Uno trap card.
He flipped and tumbled it.
Bruh, come on now. Somebody get this man. Mm-hmm. Get this man a bag.
This nigga is... Different,
bruh. They pop in to episode three.
Slide into episode three. And they're, like I said, they're going over some of the rules that he had as a contingency after they see the book for the first time. So stuff like, when I get hard, you have to handle it immediately. You know what I'm saying? So they're in school in the staircase, you know what I'm saying? Busting it down, doing the freaky nasty.
Shut the fuck up.
This is sort of like a group masturbation session where all the three girls are like masturbating in front of him, showing him all their erogenous zones, like the things that turns them on the most. There's a scene, or there's a rule that says that, what is it? when he is inside them, like after he's like when they're having sex, he has to nut in them. Just a bunch of contingencies, a bunch of plans that he's thought of before him. And then a lot of sex is had in this episode. Like this entire episode is basically just sex scenes.
Hip throwing, meat beating, if you will.
Eating.
Flap flying.
Mm-hmm.
All that shit.
There's each girl gets their own scene, which is nice. Where as per the rules, they have to profess their love for him, and then it ends with every girl getting pregnant, like all three of them getting pregnant. Like they take a pregnancy test, and then the group chat, you know what I'm saying, like, oh, I just got pregnant, you know what I'm saying, I got a positive test result. And then they're texting like, bitch, me too, you know what I'm saying, per, you know what I'm saying, like, period type shit, like in the group chat, all three of them. And they're like, oh, yes, yes, sir, this, we about to fuck this nigga life up. In their own weird, like, mind control sort of way of thinking.
Here's where I gotta address some shit. Niggas ain't going for that. Any person who's willingly trying to get a woman pregnant with, like, I'm not saying like being in love with her, but like without actually trying to reproduce or some shit like that, bro, you're an asshole. I'm gonna keep it 100. I'm gonna keep it a whole stack thousand with you. Mm-hmm.
Two Virgils.
Two of them.
One Usher.
Going on. Usher bought.
One Usher with you. I'm gonna keep it one Usher.
Oh my god.
Five Meeks. You know what I'm saying? Two Virgils.
No, that's. Anyway, bro, this shit is wild. Cause I looked up like Japanese laws, and obviously people from Japan can correct me. But this article I was reading was actually telling me that like single parenthood in Japan jumped up 72%. Between 1983 and 2011, and being a single parent in Japan, obviously it's tough everywhere, but they don't really get support. What's it called? Child support is not enforced in Japan.
That's crazy.
So you mean to tell me these women got pregnant, preggeroony, and this brother's like, well, bye, bitch.
Basically.
They're like, oh, yeah.
Hit the old dusty trail. I'm going to go ahead and slide out on you.
Bro, in episode one, she was like, yeah, I'm going to have a fat ass, ugly bastard who looks like you. How does that feel? And he's like, oh, it's the most pussy I ever got in my life. So it feels pretty good, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
You keep sucking it like that. Oh, my goodness. Well, maybe we'll have to come to an agreement. Bro, but what else was I reading? Like, even in like, obviously, majority of the women are single parents or single mothers. Excuse me. Here it is. I'm actually link this in the description so people can like. I'm actually bookmark this article. I want people to actually look at it. And it's a lot harder because women stereotypically have lower paying jobs in Japan. You feel what I'm saying? So they need a variation of support.
Yeah, but I think it also has to be taken into account the fact that their childbirthing like procedures are different. Like most office jobs will give women. What is it?
Maternity leave.
Maternity leave, yeah. And then I think there's a different process of childbirth. Like maybe they might stay in the hospital for up to a month before the baby is actually born. So plus they get money. Like if they're a single parent and they have a child and they have a job, the government will still give them money on top of the maternity leave money that they get from their job. So I mean they're kind of well off.
When you take
at least decently, like you have
to, they got support. I wouldn't say well off.
They actually have support for people that are single and work one job and have to raise a child. You know what I'm saying?
But the difference is these bitches are still in high school.
True.
She gonna have a gap in her resume. She ain't getting no full time job. She gonna work the part time job at the Popo or Papapo Popo Glocko.
Possible. You know what I'm saying?
Glockos, modern life waffles. Anyway, I don't know what the fuck.
I have no idea either.
Anyway, but yeah, it's just kind of wild. These hoes going to be single parents. Who are you going to get a check off? Him? This nigga better start selling his anime figurines. Mm. Nigga, they was really in his bedroom with them anime figurines.
Yes, bro.
This nigga really was finessing. Bruh, $400 a pop, but you can't clean your dick? She was really talking about.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about episode one. She was talking disgusting. About the smegma. Like this nigga can't keep his dick clean,
bro. Wait a minute, bro. Yo, dairy farm dick having ass, bro. You gotta clean the
Mm. My man had cheese. She was talking about, yeah, all your smegma is in my stomach now. And I was like, yeah, let's stop that right there. Let's cut that out.
Ma'am?
We have to stop.
Look, I don't like you anyway because you was trying to blackmail a nigga. But you could have got some cool points or some respect if you didn't say some shit like that. Oh, my God. And they always have these fat bastard niggas being dirty as hell. Now, the wild shit about it is, bruh, she got this nigga dick smelling like a Super Smash tournament. That's a goddamn shame. Quick PSA from Martyr, bro. Clean yourselves, bro. If you can ball on a budget, or you can ball in general and buy anime figurines, which cost like $99 to $500, $600, $700 and shit like that, or you can buy every season's latest manga or your goddamn katanas, my nigga, buy some speed stick. Bro, take a shower.
Dove for men.
Bruh, even if you can't get into a shower, bro, even if you can't, at least put some deodorant on and spray some cologne on, bro, or something. Bathe in Febreze. Nigga, take your air freshener, your Glade bottles, and spray that shit on yourself. Now, I'm not trying to tell you how to get away with shamming and being disgusting and shit like that. You know what I mean? I have been in some positions where I didn't have time to take a shower, so I had to make it do what it do in high school. But nigga, that's high school. Mm-hmm. Some of us is grown as hell smelling like straight absolute boo-boo butter. Guys smell like R. Kelly's cellar out there and you tripping. And that's disgusting.
Grab
bro.
Some wet wipes. Do something.
Bro, take a field bath. Get the baby wipes. You know, they got them packs out there. Get them baby wipes, bro. Wipe it down. Wipe me down. Boost your badass on the shit. Wipe me down. And y'all, oh my gosh, shit, wild. And then y'all be like, damn, how come women ain't trying to talk to me? Women don't want to smell that shit. Unless you got a book to hypnotize bitches, which I don't need y'all doing that because I don't need that shit to be an episode of Law and Order in the future because the Harem Bros is talking about it on a podcast. Women don't want to smell that. I'll be feeling bad for some of these ladies like, yo, that nigga really stink, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? And you wonder why they be going to these dudes. Yo, this guy might be an asshole. But at least he smelled decent.
Yeah.
You smell like a legit asshole. Like, that's not fair, bro. So to my nice guys, neckbeards, and even the incel community, even though not all incels stink, take a shower, bro. Good and final message from Martyr. Take a shower. Dove for men. Bro, I'm not even gonna lie. You wanna know a place that has all the women, bro? And we about to get back. I'm sorry, but this had to be a quick little rant. The place that got all the women... Hintity hint hint. Bath and Body Works.
That's facts.
They got a men's section.
It may be one corner of the store, but shit.
It's worth it. Then. I'm rocking some Bath and Body Works right now. I want a sponsorship, by the way.
I got some Bath and Body Works lotion, some hand sanitizer in my bag, some room spray in my bag.
I got the lotion in the car. I got three different type of Bath and Body Works colognes and fragrance sprays in the house. Come on.
I got a lot of shit.
Bro.
I got candles.
And what sucks is, like, if you want some of the stuff that they discontinued in the store, you got to go on the website. But it's still worth it. You guys are used to ordering things anyhow. Make an order that's going to help you.
Nah, not the Everest. Spending all the time on the phone anyhow.
you're sitting on the couch watching TV.
Your life passing you by.
I just love that.
Oh, dear.
You know, I'm about to watch that commercial afterwards. But, yeah, bro. Nah, for real. That's just my little important message, bro. Mm-hmm. Get clean. These women will respect you for it. And keep the cheese off the tip. Like, a cheese goes on a burger, not on the dick, all right?
That's bars. So, yeah, episode 4 startup. And Nogami is in the classroom by herself. You know what I'm saying? Tazi, pull up. She like, huh, I got some news for you, buddy.
Oh, no.
We pregnant.
We?
We, all three of us.
We?
Yep.
Damn.
Congratulations, buddy. Father of three.
Oh, just no. Just like that. It's almost as if I didn't want this to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But how did it happen?
Oh, no. And so they go to have sex one last time, quote unquote last time, and... She's having all this dialogue about, oh, yeah, I'm carrying the baby of a man that I'm not married to. Like, how do you feel about that? I'm going to love this baby. I'm going to cherish all this bullshit, right? The two other girls aren't there yet.
And he started laughing. He couldn't, the jig is up. He couldn't hold it back anymore.
Not the jig. The cat's out of the bag with this one.
He's been caught red-handed. He's like, you know what? I can't even do this no more. And he snapped. He take her out of the trance. And she like,
is this a dick?
Fuck going on here? What is this?
Oh my God.
What you doing, Brett?
Oh my
God. Like, what you mean what I'm doing? I'm beating cheeks. What the fuck you mean?
That's.
She like, nah, what, stop that right now.
He
like,
you know why I'm here.
He like, look, bro, you been a puppet this entire time.
Come here and say what?
You liked messing with people, bullying people, disrespecting them. So here I am disrespecting that coochie. I'm beating it up. And there's nothing you can do about it. You know what I'm saying? I done snapped you out of the trance. You got your... I got a baby in there, and you're going to take care of it. And we're going to be happy together. Yeah. She's like, nah, none of that shit. Fuck you. Fuck this baby. I'm finna kill you. I'm finna get an abortion. She talking all this shit, right? He like, you're not going to do that. Because when I nutting you again, mind you, this is another contingency that he had already in her mind. He's like, when I nutting you again, you're going to love that baby, and you're going to take care of it. And she like, no, fuck, I'm not. And you're like, bet, say no more.
Say less.
Sure. You know what I'm saying? Nut in her. And then it's like a flip, or a switch got flipped. She like, damn, this baby? I love it. Damn. All the feelings that I just had, I'm not even upset no more.
Bruh.
I think I'm happy. This is great.
That flip mode shit.
This is great. And she's, you know, she's actively trying to fight against it. My man is just stroking. Beating it up, going crazy on it.
I'm a beat the pussy.
And eventually the two other girls come, right? And she like, help me defeat him. I need backup on this bitch. This nigga's fighting hard.
You know, tag out.
This dick got hands, nigga. It's beating my shit. And the two girls are still under the trance because he didn't snap in front of them. So they're still stuck. You know what I'm saying? And she like, bro, you gotta chill. You doing a whole lot. And the two girls hold her down while he's still like, beating.
Just take the dick.
The two other girls are just like, look, we're going to be all happy together. We're going to be a big family. You know what I'm saying? All three of our kids are going to be best friends. We're going to live happily ever after. You know what I'm saying? And Nogami's just looking around like stuck, like, whoa, like you got to chill.
Yeah,
like,
where are my niggas at?
Yeah, like, yo, I need help. I need backup out this bitch.
Tag out. Like, where's Olivia?
Look, bro, nobody finna help you.
Stabler.
You're stuck. Like, you're with me now, right? And when I nutting you again, after I'm done with you, we all gonna be happy. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be the big daddy. I'm gonna have my three kids and it's gonna be straight. And eventually she break down. You know what I'm saying? She's in emotional distress. She's crying. She's not feeling none of it. Right. And at this point, when she starts crying, after she realizes that like her mind is gonna get wiped, she's gonna be basically a puppet for this nigga. At that point, she starts crying and I'm like, damn.
I feel bad.
I kind of feel bad. But then this nigga says some real slick shit. It was like, you've been bullying niggas your whole life. You've been disrespecting, treating people like absolute shit for forever. But now that it's you, it's a different story.
I mean, I don't think she was raping niggas, though.
That is true.
I mean, let's just keep it 100.
That's true.
This nigga really made a life adjustment. He done fucking got her and all two of her other friends pregnant.
He done attitude adjusted her.
Yeah, she might have been extorting niggas for money, but you can make money back. This nigga put a whole baby in her. Like, what the hell?
And at that point, after she starts crying, I thought he was going to stop. I thought he was going to...
wisen up, to your senses.
Yeah, break the mind control on the other two girls. And you know what I'm saying? Take whatever responsibility he had after that. But he didn't. And that's where this nigga becomes goated. I was like, yo, this is a real ass nigga. She's crying and he's like, yo, that's a nice ass face you got there. That shit cute as fuck. That shit turned me on. It made me even harder. I'm finna beat.
Rest in peace.
And as he's beating, she's having this sort of internal dialogue of like, damn, I'm finna really lose my mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm about to be gone.
Up in here.
I'm really finna be gone. You know what I'm saying? He beat a couple more times. And that's in her a couple more times. And the last time, there's this imagery of her falling in a pool and she's just like weightless and she's like, damn, why was I fighting something that felt so good?
She in a pool of ecstasy.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Pool of ecstasy.
Gone.
And she, and the mind's gone. Tazuki, a real one.
I drop a cum and the mind is gone.
That shit was crazy, bro. This hentai was a roller coaster of emotion.
Oh, word.
Like from when I thought that they were going to be like snapped out of it to when he actually did snap her out of it. He like, look, bitch, this, I control everything now.
Oh, I run the game.
I run everything.
Who run it?
I'm the taskmaster of this bitch. I'm the game maker. And you just lost. Your backup, they with me.
That's mine.
You with me now. That shit was fun.
This nigga really got a bunch of soulless hoes now.
For real. That shit was crazy.
I don't even know what to say anymore. Like, this might almost be a 10.
This was for sure a wild ass hentai.
Yeah, like I good lord, this nigga really put in work for himself. He said, you know what?
For once, the main character actually does some slick shit.
After getting extorted, actually gets revenge.
He gets his revenge, and it's told so well. And there's not a weak ass payoff of, you know what, he realized that stooping to their level would make him just as bad. He was like, I don't care about none of that.
Bitch, what's a level? I play video games.
Right. My morals are intact. I don't care about none of that shit.
Huh?
They're mine.
Damn, this nigga really, bro, he really got these hoes.
Yes, sir. Yes,
bro,
sir.
Skeeted. Bro said, this me today. I'm going to take this W today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get up in her W bush right there.
Goated. For sure, goated.
He just need to take a shower, bro, and he'd be the real. I could relate to him if he took a shower, bro.
Mm-hmm.
If bro took a shower, I'd be like, bro, I mean, shit happens. Sometimes you just need revenge.
But that's a real one right there.
Nah, that nigga dirty, because I can't do that, bro. I could be hanging with him, and I'd be like, bro, why you smell like ball sack? You smell like booty manure.
Nah, he smell like bitches.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Hey, look. Damn, this nigga said get by any means.
And he meant it.
Damn.
Little did they know that one book would spell their entire demise.
Why, though? That's why I'm like, this bitch really said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have you hypnotize us because we don't know how to do it. This nigga read books. You didn't see the amount of books and encyclopedias and hentai manga this brother had on this. First of all, you know a brother's into some shit if his hentai and his manga is neatly organized on the desk or on a bookshelf. This brother had a bookshelf expanding a whole wall. What are you doing? You know he knows how to read. You bitches extort niggas. He reads. You're dumb. Bruh, somebody help her. She needs to go in the house.
My nigga done play that game masterfully.
Bruh said, this belongs to me now. Your life? I am the captain now.
Yeah, that's me.
She gonna have my baby.
Tragic.
Damn.
A tragedy.
How would we like to end this off? This was a great recommendation. Not gonna lie to you. I'm not gonna give it a 10 though. I am not going to give it a 10. Just because they didn't have a legitimate dark skinned girl in that.
Mm.
But other than that, this brother gets revenge, which adds points to the mix. This dude is wild, which adds points to the mix. It wasn't boring sex or whatever. They did everything in it. And the contingency plan. This was a well thought out. This shit actually had a plot. It wasn't just mindless, soulless fucking. Mm-hmm. You got to give this one credit. And so with that being said, I'm out. No, I'm kidding. With that being said, I give it a 9. Like a solid 9.3.
Yeah, this is definitely a solid 9.
Oh my God. This was actually a good recommendation. And Yes. That's the recommendation is a whole entire W. This is a win. I'm not really into ugly bastards like that. He wasn't really ugly. A nigga was just goofy.
Mm.
You weren't even ugly. Ugly bastard is like when that nigga like 62 years old, he got a beer belly, if you will. Ugly bastard is pretty much like when that brother is built like fucking Bill Dautree from King of the Hill. Like if Bill Dautree went on a rape spree. So yeah, I'll fuck with it. What about you? You said a 9.
Yeah, I'm giving this a solid 9. It's almost at a 10. Like, I think the only thing that's stopping it might be, like, I think the scenes are a little short. Like, aside from episode 3, which is literally just an entire sex scene, it's like, it felt hard to get a quality nut. But I was so invested in the story that I was like, yo, this is great.
Oh, I got what you mean. Yeah, I feel that. I didn't like the lighting sometimes. It like, kind of looked weird. The color palette and scheme kind of threw me off sometimes.
Right. Like, everything looked like it was, like, either dark or, like,
right,
like right there at the between of afternoon and night. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I had to keep adjusting my brightness on my phone to make sure I see every little gritty detail. But other than that, yo, this is I approve of this.
Definitely goated. So, Bunny Walker hit again.
Damn, out of the park.
They don't miss.
Out of the park.
They don't miss.
Gonzo. We out here.
Yes, sir.
Well, that has been the review of the Harem Bros. We chilling, just being totally honest. We do appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for listening. Shout out to all the guys in the Discord.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our Christian Discord, our Christian Wally Discord.
Right, right.
You know, where we discussed Jesus and his 12 Wally disciples, boxing it up for Jesus. Donate to the Harem Brothers. Donate to breaking boxes for Jesus, busting down barriers and all that stuff. All jokes aside, though, we really do. Hit us up on the socials, yo. Like, comment, subscribe. Who you think was the baddest bitch out of the three?
That's a good question. Who do you think?
Yeah, who you think was the baddest bitch out of the three? I know who my answer is, but
I do too.
Don't let me stop y'all. That's all I gotta say.
Mm-hmm. You know, actually, before we close, why, real quick, why do you think people hate Ugly Bastard? Or do you want to say that for another day? Maybe when we're not discussing a specific hentai, just like a tag,
if we have like a tag episode,
or like a like our favorites, like our part two of our favorites episode.
Oh,
or like if we're just shooting the shit.
Yeah, that was a good question. Yeah. Write that down in the comments why you guys think we'll...
Right. If you don't like Ugly Bastard, or hell, I'll even extend it to NTR. Because I hear whenever I watch hentai on each anime, I go to the comments sometimes. And if it's NTR tagged or Ugly Bastard tagged, it's just like a sea of comments talking about how they hate NTR and how they hate Ugly Bastard and all these other tags. And I'm like, then don't watch it. You're on this video. Click to another video that doesn't have it.
Go to another episode. Watch right. Another one of our episodes.
There are literally millions of videos on these websites. Go find one that suits your needs.
There's literally a tags option where you can click and find a specific tag.
Yeah, you can blacklist a tag. So if you don't want to see anything that has like rape or Ugly Bastard or NTR or anything like that, you could blacklist it and you could never see those videos again on specific websites.
I feel like people don't like NTR because they don't, you know, a lot of these people have got their bitch taken. Not me, though. I'm gangster.
I mean, I'm willing to put a pin in that conversation for another episode.
That was just a joke.
But I also, I do believe that it does have to do with people self-inserting themselves into the situation or maybe feeling bad for the main character that gets his bitch took.
Robbed. But yeah, we'll definitely get to that. And that's it. Yep. I have been Martyr.
And I'm Raider.
And y'all have a great rest of your day.
Peace.